Attention, please. Something is blocking the door. Please hold on. Please move away from the door.
It moves and shutting the vehicle in the way of the noise. This vehicle is leaving the station. Please hold on.
Met a man on the bus. He'd come 2,000 miles across the country just to get his daughter out of a jam. She had to go to court. She charged her boyfriend with date rape. It gets more complicated. They already had a child after living together a year, but the state took it away for child neglect. That's when the trouble started. Said she could not have it back until she went through drug rehab. Had an apartment and a cash flow. That's a heck of a lot to ask of a woman who just turned 19, said her father. Then he looked out the window. Do you wonder at such intimate information shared by strangers on a medium of mass transportation? I swear these were the details we discussed, rolling through the smoky Blue Ridge Appalachian dust. On the bus, riding on the bus, met a boy on the bus. He'd come 2,000 miles across the country just to join the military, 'cause in his neighborhood in Florida, folks would shoot at him for his gym shoes. It gets more complicated. 17 years old, 5'2", with an earring in his nose. On his ebony skin was a blue homemade gang tattoo. His mama said, the safest place for you, boot camp in Seattle. We took turns waking each other in the middle of the night for transfers in Knoxville and St. Louis. Everywhere we went, he carried a blanket under his arm till a man from Lexington called him Linus. Somewhere in Kansas, I got in the wrong line in the wrong bus. He got me on the right one just in time. Do you wonder at a bond so instantaneous, shared by strangers on a transitory circumstance so miscellaneous? I swear this was the nature of our trust, blowing through the wheat fields, golden grain, plains, dust. On the bus, riding on the bus, met a woman on the bus. She'd come 2,000 miles across the country just to get her husband out of a jam. Had to sell her paintings and possessions to pay the bills till he got sober. It gets more complicated. On the reservation, she would hunt with her hat. She'd throw it in the air. Rabbits thought it was a hawk. They'd run for cover inside of hollow logs. She'd get them out using a pointy stick. She said it's messy but effective. She taught me a secret Indian recipe for getting rid of the gamey flavor. Boil 3 times, throw away the water. Most importantly, when you put it in the oven, add a package of Lipton's instant onion soup mix. Do you wonder at such tangential esoterica shared by strangers on the asphalt of America? I swear these were the details we discussed, winding through cathedral pines, north woods, frost. On the bus, riding on the bus, we're riding on the bus, come along with us. It's a great big bus, there's a lot to discuss. Riding on the bus.